Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We're very lucky in the Northwest to have a long and beautiful coastline, and I hope that you've been out enjoying our beaches over the summer holidays. Well, today on Ours to Protect, Declan Feeney is going to talk to us about the sand dunes along this coast, which are an amazing feat of nature. If you have been taken to the beaches, today's good news might be of interest to you. Antashka's Clean Coasts have put together a prize fund of €6,000 for their Love Your Coast photography competition. You have up until the 28th of August to submit your very best shots, ones that capture the uniqueness of our coastal communities, environments, our waterways. So now is the time to get snapping. While you're working on that, Declan Feeney is going to draw our attention to the sand dunes that border our beaches and explain why they are important in the context of climate change.
This sand dune system protects the estuary but also protects all the land the far side. So these type of systems, these ecological systems, are all around Ireland, and they're incredibly important because they're a first line of defence against large storms and big changes in our climate. And actually they worry about losing some of these systems with climate change for the simple reason that a lot of these habitats protect not only towns but big cities and also lots and lots of coastland that we live in and we exist in. So we're using them as our kind of our first line of defence. Climate change is affecting sand dune systems because we are seeing a very, very small incremental rise in the oceans, but that small incremental rise is increasing and will continue to increase. So sand dune systems are very low. They're sitting only a couple of metres above sea level, and they're the first line of defence, especially if we get bigger storms during this change in our climate. And we are seeing those odd bigger storms more often. So the 50-year storms are 20-year storms, now 20-year storms. The 1 in 20-year storms are 1 in 5-year storms. The interesting thing about sand dune systems is every now and again, because we get those once in 50-year storms, they may change, but they will come back because there's this long period of recovery afterwards. But when those 1 in 50 year storms become 1 in 10, and there's another storm that comes after that, that's when we see those changes. We saw that a number of years ago, actually about 10 years ago in Strandhill, where we saw one massive area of the sand dune system just to the south of the prom in Strandhill disappear over a weekend. On Friday it looked like there was a storm coming, and by Monday the storm had passed and so had most of the sand dune system. And actually we had to spend a lot of our taxpayers' money to try and put in a structure, which I'm not sure if it actually worked. The problem with some of these hard structures, these real hard physical structures like concrete and stone, sand dune systems, as I've been saying, they move and they move in their own dynamic way. But once you start putting fixed, hard concrete structures in the middle of a sand dune system, the sand dune system either accelerates its loss around it, or it builds up more sand on another side. So it's a chance. It's a bit of a roll of a dice. You end up cutting off the sand dune system from its dynamic process of change. And sand dune systems need to be able to move on their own right. When they can't, what happens is they become more dysfunctional in nature. You don't tend to have that sort of changing natural structured system that we would see.
Being a little more careful of where we walk and how we use different areas when we're by the coast can make a real difference.
We have a point where we have to decide, what do we do? We like to go to these places. We don't want to see them change too much. If we want to continue to use sand dune systems and beaches like we are currently using them, we need to invest in that infrastructure. We need to put in paths so people can get to the beach and from the beach. We need to put in facilities for them. But we need to actually do that in such a way that we take them away from sensitive areas. Go a path, have a dedicated path that you travel. Try and stay off a lot of the open marram dunes. There might be paths through them. Stick to the path, don't make new paths. Quad bikes and all sorts of vehicles, they should not be on sand dune systems and shouldn't be on beaches. And then, of course, the obvious thing is when you're on a beach, when you have your day, make sure you tidy up all your stuff, take all your litter with you. And if you want to be really good, why don't you take an extra bit that maybe somebody else forgot or they just missed? And if there's a little bit of waste that's been washed in, some plastic that's come in off the sea, you know, the three for the sea is a very good thing to do. Take the three, bring them home. Be conscious of the beach and try and kind of leave it the way we found it.
There's lots of good advice for you beachgoers on the Day at the Beach guide, which can be found on www.cleancoast.org. It has information on how to take care of our beaches and dunes, as well as fun beach activities you can do while you're there.
Don't ever
every few days you can do a beach clean, bottle tops, bottles, plastic bags,
plastic cups, plastic bottles, paper cups.
Sometimes it has bits of plastic over it that we don't see.
Yeah.
You can pick up sharp metal.
It's really important.
So it doesn't get caught in any of the sea life.
Something any of us can do is a 2-minute beach clean. Hashtag 2-minute beach clean, which is a TikTok favourite. You might be sceptical about the impact of your 2 short minutes, but small actions do add up. Clean Coasts estimate that each 2-minute beach clean weighs in at 1 to 2 kilograms. And if everyone in Ireland does this just one time per month for a year, that would be over 100,000 tons of litter removed from our oceans and beaches.